Been some new research in Aussies' lifestyle choices, and it seems we're frittering away an incredible $12 billion per month on expenditure that can be described as lifestyle. You might not realise it, but that great flat white that you pick up every morning is costing you a small fortune when you look at the expenditure each month. Nationally, we spend $537 million on cafe coffee. Mozo.com.au did this research, and I asked the company's communications manager, Angela Cartwright, just how dangerous all this frittering was.
So the whole point of frittering is it's expenses that we might not necessarily need. So we've had a look at some of the biggest costs that the average Aussie might be spending a few dollars here and there on, and it really all adds up. So the $12 billion a month is on things like sort of clothes and food, takeaway dinners, even gambling and having a couple of drinks at the pub. If they're spending on a few of these categories, they could be looking at up to $7,800 a year.
Well, I think it's no surprise to many of us Aussies that we're spending money on booze, smokes and gambling. I mean, I think that's the reason that James Packer's moving into that particular area away from media, which is not doing so well. Some of the other things are quite surprising, like buying coffee out.
Yeah, I mean, buying coffee out comes up time and time again as one of our biggest kind of unassuming expenses. So it seems like a few dollars here and there, but if you're having one or two coffees a day, it really adds up. So every month we're collectively spending almost $500 million on coffees out. It's $6.4 billion a year. So, you know, it's a little bit of a luxury. It certainly isn't something that the older generations are spending their money on with, you know, in previous generations. It's a relatively new phenomenon and it's definitely costing us dearly.
Yeah, I was just thinking that I remember being in an office when we got this new fancy coffee machine and everyone used it for about a week. And then people started going downstairs, just going downstairs for a coffee. It's funny, isn't it? It's not good enough what we've got in our own home or in our office, is it? You've got to go out to get the coffee.
No, I mean, the older generations would have been happy with their Nescafe. I know my mum is always saying to me, you spend so much money on your coffee. You know, when I was your age, I was never going out for coffees. It was maybe you'd go into town on the weekends and have a coffee and it was a special treat. But now it seems like, you know, once, twice, even three times a day, people are nipping out. The interesting thing for us was looking at cigarettes. I mean, it's better having coffee than smoking for sure. And, you know, maybe that's why people are taking their coffee breaks now, getting out, getting some fresh air. But even with cigarettes, it was the second biggest expense out of 30 that we looked at. And that's even though 4 out of 5 people don't spend any money on tobacco. So it really, you know, these things are adding up for us. And for health reasons as well as budget reasons, there are a few things we'd be well advised to cut back on.
Yeah, so people that are cigarette smokers, it'd be well down the scale of wealthy individuals, I'd imagine, at this stage.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's up to around $25 a pack. So if you look at the annual cost of $14.5 billion a year, and that's for 1/5 of Australian adults. So, you know, those people really are shelling out a lot of money. You know, again, are there things that are probably not so good for us? Restaurant dinners, takeaways, they came third and fourth on the list. You know, between the two categories, we're spending over $20 billion a year. And it might be convenient, but, you know, really we might be better off just having a quick meal at home, you know, cooking up some veg, putting a steak on the barbecue. It might be a bit healthy and it's certainly going to save you a lot of money over the year.
Of course, 6 and 7 also are food related. It's buying brunch at a cafe, restaurant on the weekend or buying lunch during the work week. So that's another $6.7 billion each, isn't it?
Yeah, so I mean, no one's taking a cheese sandwich to work anymore. That much is clear to us. And when it comes to weekend brunches, it was really interesting when we looked at the demographics of it. The younger generations are really into their weekend brunches, but over 55s and over 65s really aren't spending as much money when it comes to those brunches. If you're going out for brunch once a weekend or even once a fortnight, and you've got a few of the other expenses on the list that are kind of a little more regular than they should be, then it really can make a hit to the budget.
I think another thing that that people are spending money on is renovating their kitchens. And everybody seems to need to have the latest and greatest in their kitchens, yet it seems that they no sooner get this than they rush out for either a quick coffee down the corner or go out to have brunch.
Oh, absolutely. We've got all these beautiful marble island benches, and I think people are just taking you know, the pad thai out of the box and putting it into a bowl on that beautiful island bench. Yes. So we're absolutely spending up huge. I mean, that would be a whole different survey is what people are spending their renovating dollars on and what's actually getting used. But I think it's, what's clear is that we really like to spend money now. There's no doubt that it's harder to buy property these days when you look at the kind of figures for the number of salaries it takes to buy a property. It's definitely a lot more than it used to be. But we can see as well that the younger generations are frittering away a lot of cash. You've got to start somewhere when it comes to saving, whether it's for a house or a holiday or a car. And, you know, that these expenses are really, you know, things that the older generations could have done without, maybe looked at as treats or little luxuries. Things like massages and flowers for the home, again, they're pretty small costs when they're a one-off, but they all add up.
And we haven't talked about the number one on the list, of course, which is clothes and shoes. Now, you know, I don't know whether there's any gender imbalance there, but but I would think that it's often been on the top of the list, this particular item. Wouldn't it have been often there on top?
Yeah, and I think to some extent it's fair enough. Public decency does require us to shell out a bit of cash to buy clothes and shoes. But again, the interesting thing came to when we looked at the demographics of it. So we looked at the statistics on who says that they never spend any money on the different items. 10% of men said they don't spend any money on clothes and shoes. And just 3% of women said that they don't spend money on clothes and shoes. Similarly, the older generations were more likely to say they don't spend on clothes and shoes than the younger generations. When you add up the expenses per person across the board, it's $7,800 per year. Definitely not quite enough to get yourself a house deposit. But if you made a really concerted effort, you know, across these luxury items, and you were also able to put away, you know, an extra bit of your salary, you could be getting somewhere with that.
What's your advice on what they should put $7,800 into?
I mean, definitely at the moment, the savings account rates are drippy. There are still some quite good term deposit rates out there. So that's certainly where I would be looking if I had, you know, a little nest egg that I wanted to grow a little bit. I think we've still got some rates around the 3% mark. So if you can do without your cash for a year or 2 years, term deposits are a really good way to go. And equally, if you've got money that's sitting in what used to be a high interest savings account, it's worth checking the interest rates. We have seen some big falls lately, and there are a few more competitive products out there. So just making sure you're getting every cent for your savings is definitely my advice.
That was Angela Cartwright there, giving us good advice on frittering away our money.